好，诸位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。欢喜我们又到了法的聚会的时候。
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to see all of you. Now it's time for us to expound on Dharma again.
好，那我们一开始还是一起来念开经偈。
In the beginning, we'll chant the verse for beginning the sutra together. Please join your palms.
无上
甚深微妙法。百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 The unsurpassed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
这个麦克风是有点回音，先换一支好了。好，诸位菩萨，我们今天的分享的主题是什么？阿弥陀佛四十八大愿哈。在座没有听过阿弥陀佛的，请举手。
So our today's topic is the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha. Please raise your hand if you never heard of Amitabha Buddha.
哦，所以今天是很好的因缘，可以听到什么？阿弥陀佛。这个阿弥陀佛其实在我们这个娑婆世界哈，有几个菩萨跟我们很有缘，佛菩萨了哈。那一个是什么？今天讲的是阿弥陀佛，那大家常听到的哪一尊菩萨？观世音菩萨，还有呢？大势至菩萨。其实我们能念出来的，常念的有没有很多尊菩萨，对不对？你们念得出来的？普贤菩萨、文殊菩萨，所以算一算跟我们最熟悉的佛菩萨很亲近我们的，大概是这几尊佛菩萨哈。所以就是说这些佛菩萨跟我们特别什么有缘，所以我们才会听到哈。那其实我们可以听到阿弥陀佛的圣号，其实就跟这个愿有关系。阿弥陀佛的愿后面也会介绍到为什么我们很容易听得到阿弥陀佛的名号，哦，那在释迦牟尼佛介绍的500多部经典里面，大概有300多部经典都跟什么？跟阿弥陀佛有关的，所以阿弥陀佛跟我们很有缘，哦，好，那
So it's a great cause and conditions that for us to hear the name of Amitabha Buddha, especially for peoplewho raised a hand and saying they haven't heard of this Buddha yet. We know there are some great bodhisattvas and Buddhas that have great affinities with people in this world, the Saha world. And for example, Amitabha Buddha, Avalokitesvara, and Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, Manjushri Bodhisattva, etc. Those are Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that have great affinity with sentient beings in the Saha world. Therefore, we often are able to hear their names. Especially Amitabha Buddha, you will find it's more accessible to sentient beings in this world. That's actually because of Amitabha Buddha's vows that we'll talk about. In Shakyamuni Buddha expounded about 500 sutras, and among them at least 300 sutras are related to Amitabha Buddha. So you can see Amitabha Buddha is mentioned quite frequently by Shakyamuni Buddha.
好，那后头讲了，先讲了阿弥陀佛，那又后头又看到什么48大愿，好，有真正了解48大愿的菩萨请举手，有真正看过。
Please,
Please raise your hand if you've already heard the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha or already know about it.
哦，好。那为什么我们要讲四十八大愿？四十八大愿，我们平常在赞佛记常常听到嘛，哈。四十八愿度众生，是不是？这个赞佛记大家知道出在哪个经典吗？四十八愿出在哪一部经？哦，是出自无量寿经。
So we often heard, the 48 great vows of Amitabha Buddha, and praised, that 48 great vows, help deliver sentient beings. Do you know where actually are 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha, from? Which sutra? And that's a sutra on the Buddha of infinite life.
好，那这四十八大愿，是阿弥陀佛为了度众生而发的愿嘛，对不对？是不是？那如果我们要学阿弥陀佛的话，阿弥陀佛是发四十八大愿，然后成就了什么地方？啊，成就了西方极乐世界嘛，齁，才度发这个希望接引众生去好的环境修学。所以阿弥陀佛因为发了四十八大愿而最终自己有没有成就佛道？有。好，那我们学四十八愿，我们能够怎么样？哎，有两个角度，对不对？这一边的讲什么？求愿往生西方极乐世界，这个对我们有关系，可以。那还有一个呢，如果不求愿往生西方极乐世界，可以学阿弥陀佛的什么？因为阿弥陀佛是发了愿要度众生才成就佛道嘛，那对我们来讲，我们可以往生西方极乐世界，可以，这是一个部分。另外一个部分就是说，我们也是可以学习这个阿弥陀佛他成佛的过程，刚开始要做什么？发愿。好，所以所有我们要成就佛道必须要发的通愿是什么？每个人都要发的就是四弘誓愿咯。那讲别愿就是指什么？就像阿弥陀佛的四十八大愿，四弘誓愿不知道的请举手。大家都知道。
So, we all know that Amitabha Buddha, made resolve to this, 48 great vows, to deliver all sentient beings. And also because he made such vows, he eventually attained the Buddhahood and accomplished and built the Western Pure Land, so all sentient beings can be reborn there and study and practice in favorable conditions. So what's the benefit of us studying the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha? One aspect is that if we study and practice 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha, we can gain merit and reborn in the Amitabha Buddha's Western Pure Land. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that if we don't wish to reborn in the Pure Land, we can still study and learn from the Amitabha Buddha's great vows. Because to attain Buddhahood, one has to make great vows first, just like Amitabha Buddha. So, what great vows that we need to make in order to attain Buddhahood? There are vows like the very common general vows, such as the four great vows that we often chant in the morning service. And also there are individual vows, or separate vows that we can make, just like this 48 vows. So please raise your hand if you haven't heard the four great vows that people chant in the morning service.
好，那刚刚讲四十八大愿是属于个别的愿，好，那大家最熟悉像地藏王菩萨有没有个别的愿？是什么？地狱不空，誓不成佛。众生度尽方证菩提，所以地藏王菩萨特别关心的是哪一道的众生？六道里特别是地狱道众生，因为他觉得那边地狱道的众生最苦，他的个别的愿希望先救度地狱道的众生。
So the 48 vows of Amida Buddha are so called individual vows because each great bodhisattva has different affinities with different realms of sentient beings. For example, the earth-dwelling bodhisattva, we all know that his vows is that as long as the hell realm is not empty yet, I will not attain the Buddhahood. So we can see that earth-dwelling bodhisattva particularly focused on the hell realm because he felt that hellish beings are in great suffering.
所以说不同的佛菩萨有他个别的愿，那请问诸位菩萨有没有个别的愿？
So different bodhisattvas have their special and different individual vows. Do you have a particular area or specialty that you would like to make vows?
这边说有，譬如怎样的愿？
Some people say yes. So, what are your vows?
可以说一下个别的愿。
Can someone elaborate on that?
有没有？啊，行菩萨道。
Some answered just walk the bodhisattva path.
这个是，其实这个大愿也可以很细的哈，像有的。国土就他觉得身为女人很怎么样，很辛苦，所以希望国度里没有什么，没有女人。好，有的是这种愿，那有的是什么？像药师佛，他就希望什么？在人间至少生活的物质，就是日常生活的必需品都打点好，生活不用为了生活奔波。所以地藏王药师佛的愿就很多在现世的利益上面，觉得众生福报不好，生活环境物质条件各方面不好，就是为了生活奔波就没有机会来什么修学佛法，所以药师佛就很偏重在现世利益的这个现世生活利益这边给他满足，然后就因缘很好可以来学佛，这是药师佛的愿，所以这是比如啦，这是比较细的，所以每个人都有，就像我们在人间我们看到苦难众生，有可能有些人专门会去想帮助什么孤儿，有些人想帮助老人，有没有？有发便当给孤什么独居老人，有没有？这就是每个人的愿不同，他成就的结果会不一样，所以愿我们可以发个别的愿，特别想关心哪一类的，那就是我们的个别的愿。
So, even among great vows, the vows can be specific. For example, some great bodhisattvas felt that being a woman, the conditions of women are not that ideal. So they would make the vows that in their pure land, there will be no woman, the form of woman. And the medicine Buddha, and he especially interested in providing enough, sufficient basic needs, the material, covering the material needs for people living in this world. Because he felt that if people don't have enough, can't have a comfortable living, it will be hard for them to come to study Buddha Dharma. And just like in this world, different people have different interests. Some people are interested in taking care of orphans, and some people are interested in taking care of elderly. So different people have different affinities.
所以这个我们内心有这个愿就会引导我们去做什么事情，是不是这样子？好，所以这个愿呢会影响我们，愿可以说是我们内在的一个愿望和决心，就是想要怎么做这个大方向哈。那有这个愿作为指导的话，我们有个方向，那行动上就会配合我们的方向目标去做，所以愿蛮重要的。
So vows are very important because it directs your action. You resolve to do something, you really want to do it, then you will put in, take actions on it.
所以我不知道大家小时候老师会不会出作文题目，然后很常出的题目是什么？我的什么？我的志愿，而且是很小的时候想。大概小学最会出这个题目，对不对？为什么老师要出我的志愿呢？对嘛，哈，就是希望知道我们有个大方向想学什么嘛，哈，大方向怎么走才会出这个题目，而且是越小的时候越常会做到这个题目。
So I don't know if you have this experience, especially in elementary school, teacher often asked us to write an essay on your aspiration. And do you know why teacher always ask us to do that? It's because at a young age, they want us to have a direction in our life.
所以也可以这样讲，一个人有没有成就跟什么有关？跟这个志愿跟愿力有关，可以决定我们的成就。那师父也常常勉励我们要怎么样发什么愿，大愿，发大愿呢就会让我们怎么样，心胸是开阔的，然后眼光呢是高远的，大愿。
So you can say that the strength of your vows, the determination of your vows really decides your achievements in the future.So Shifu often encourages us to make great vows because great vows can help us broaden our horizon, our mind, and lift our character.
所以学佛也一样，我们一开始的发愿就会影响到我们在成佛之道走的路怎么走法哈。那有些人是希望学佛，希望获得什么？现世的利益，比如家庭啊、事业啊、儿女啊、感情这一类，所以属于现世的利益哈。有人是为了现生的平安，但是也有人是为了什么？为了今生蛮辛苦，想说未来生来一生比现世好嘛，就是有些人想要去天国什么享福嘛，享福乐。所以希望下一生比这一生好，这个是另外一种。那还有一种是怎么样？一种是希望我不要这样子去天国享福完又回来，这个生死轮回这个问题没有解决，去了还是又可能回来，所以有些人的发愿就是怎么样，我一定要得到什么就近的安乐，不是只有现世，也不是只有来生，而是什么毕竟安乐哈。这就是像菩萨们，好，佛菩萨他们就是希望最后是毕竟安乐哈，彻底解决生死轮回的问题。
So we study Buddha Dharma in the same way, just like everything else. What type of vows you make will determine what type of path you will take. Some people, they study Buddha Dharma just want to gain benefits in this lifetime. For example, they want to have a prosperous lifetime, everything goes well for them, their career, their family, their children, everything they wanted in this lifetime will be fulfilled. That's one aim, that's one goal they want to achieve, one type of people. The other type of people, they study Buddha Dharma because they want to have a better rebirth, because this lifetime is full of suffering. They want to gain rebirth in a higher and better realm, like a heavenly realm, so they can have a great enjoyment next lifetime. But there are another type of people. The reason they want to study Buddha Dharma is because they feel even they accumulate blessings and can be reborn in a higher realm, after they exhausted their blessings, they will still return to a lower realm and will be always in this cyclical rebirth and death and rebirth. So they felt that's not complete good enough. So their goal of studying Buddha Dharma is to achieve liberation and fulfilled from this cyclical birth and death and achieve the ultimate joy. So that's that type of people we call Bodhisattvas.
所以那个层次，我们知道我们每个人都希望离苦得乐，是不是？对，但是每个人想的方法不一样，对不对？那凡夫的话呢，我们比较享受什么？眼前的快乐，齁，就是五欲的快乐啦，齁，就眼前五官接触到，然后我们觉得很快乐，比如说有好吃的东西啊，好看的东西啊，我们很快想要满足，得到感官的满足，这种五欲的快乐。可是五欲的快乐这种方法就是讲的是一种不安稳的快乐，就像在刀子上面有什么？有蜂蜜，看到是甜的，我们凡夫看到蜂蜜就觉得怎么样？哇，好好吃，可是舔下去就怎么样？会受伤。这是我们凡夫比较近视，就是眼光比较短浅，只看到眼前的，没看到它背后的不安稳还有危险，好，这是我们凡夫想的。那小圣怎么想？讲声闻缘觉菩萨好了，声闻圣的声闻圣的想要离苦得乐的想法是什么？他觉得这里太苦，然后怎么样？我自己赶快离开，是求自己解脱生死，对不对？所以这个愿也不太一样，解决的方法就不一样。那菩萨想什么呢？啊，菩萨想的是度众生。他知不知道我们这个世间很苦？有没有？有。但是他菩萨有没有来世间？有。就菩萨有办法怎么样出离世间，不受五欲之乐这种不安稳的干扰，可是菩萨可以怎么样来度众生？还就是我们讲的菩萨不会恋生死，也不会什么，也不厌生死、哦、这菩萨想的就跟我们不一样、哦、这层次就不一样，愿力不一样，方向还有行动就会不一样，所以蛮重要的，愿对我们来讲蛮重要的。
So all sentient beings want to be free from sufferings and obtain joyfulness and happiness, but they have different ways to achieve that, depend on their levels. For ordinary sentient beings, their way to achieve so-called happiness is through pleasures. Take pleasures in sensual objects, seeing good things, beautiful things, taste good food, and just all sensual pleasures. But those pleasures are temporary and not stable. It's just like tasting honey on the knife blade. Even though in the short run, they see the sweetness of the honey, but they didn't see the danger and the disadvantage side of in the long run. So that type of ways of seeking happiness is very short-sighted and not stable. Another type of people will seek deliver themselves from sufferings and obtain happiness through Hinayana practice, just like Shravaka, sound hearers, and the Pratthaka Buddhas. The way they see this world is full of suffering, and they want to obtain happiness through delivering themselves from this Saha world and get liberated as soon as possible. So that's their way to achieve happiness. The last group of people, the third group of people, their way to achieve the ultimate joy and happiness is through not only understanding that the sensible pleasures is not the ultimate joy, but also understand they need to deliver all sentient beings. Not only they help themselves free from sufferings, they also help all sentient beings see through this world and get liberated. So the different people have different ways to achieve happiness and are at different levels, but their vows and the method they take really decide their actions, what actions and what path they will take.
所以菩萨想的是这样，所以呢，菩萨为了度众生，所以今天讲这个阿弥陀佛也一样，他最终希望成就一个什么极乐世界，让众生可以怎么样去很好的环境去修行，最后成就佛道，所以这个愿就影响。那所以这个净土，简单讲，净土是佛的愿力成就的一个环境，理想的环境，那希望救度这个众生出生死轮回，所以简单讲，净土就是一个清净的地方，诸佛愿力所成的地方。
So all Bodhisattvas, great Bodhisattvas, vow to deliver sentient beings, just like the Amitabha Buddha. His vows created the world of ultimate bliss, where it is an ideal place for all practitioners to practice and liberated from sufferings. So that the Western Pure Land is created by Amitabha Buddha's great vows.
好，那不同的佛，他创建的国土净土有没有一样？不一样，相信我们诸位未来佛，每个人将来成就的什么国土一定是不一样的哈。那比如说，释迦牟尼佛以哪边当净土？以娑婆世界，所以释迦牟尼佛的净土是在有苦有乐的娑婆世界。好，那阿弥陀佛他是怎样的世界？他是极乐，所以就是无有众苦，但受诸乐嘛。所以阿弥陀佛的愿，他的净土是净土中。他在净土中度众生，可是像释迦牟尼佛，他希望在什么秽土中度众生，这就是每一尊佛的愿力都不同的。
So different Buddhas create different pure lands. For example, we all know that where the Shakyamuni Buddha's pure land, it is in this world, this Saha world.This the world that has joy and has sufferings. And where is what is the Amitabha Buddha's pure land? Amitabha Buddha's pure land is the Western pure land, and that's also the pure land called ultimate bliss. So in that pure land, there's only enjoyment, there's only bliss, there's no suffering. And Amitabha Buddha delivers sentient beings in that pure bliss world.
所以呢佛菩萨们是用愿力来完成清净的佛国世界。那我们凡夫就不一样，我们是以什么来投生？
我们是以业力招感，然后不断的投生，这是我们跟佛菩萨不一样的地方。
So great bodhisattvas create their own pure land through their great vows, so they can reborn there. But as to sentient beings, like ordinary sentient beings like us, we take rebirths based on our karma force, not by our vows.
所以如果我们要成就我们自己的佛国净土的话，成就佛道，至少以前也有提过哈。我们要成就佛道，修行菩萨道，必须要完成的两个任务是什么？大家还记得吗？
So we mentioned before, in order to achieve Buddhahood, there are two things that, two tasks that we absolutely need to take. Do you still remember what two tasks that we need to do?
我们刚刚讲哈，有一个净土，就像我们这个环境，这个地方，我们这里禅中心要成为净土的话，要哪两方面要清净？
So we said a pure land is created. For example, this Chan Meditation Center, if we want this place to be a pure land, what two things we need to do?
哪边要，你们觉得？啊？如果禅中心，你要觉得来到禅中心是净，你觉得是来到禅中心，我们感觉到这里是净土，是你哪一方面你感觉到清净，你会觉得是净土
？So if you come to the Chan Meditation Center and you have a sense of this is a place of pure land, what makes you feel this way? What elements absolutely need to be there?
哦，讲得很好哈、哦，环境要什么清净。如果大家一大早来禅中心听这个讲经，就到处都脏兮兮，地上都是垃圾，然后到处臭臭的，你会想要来吗？啊，好、哦，这是从环境上哈。
So someone said, well, the environment needs to be favorable, needs to be clean, and that's exactly right because.If this morning when you come to this place, everywhere there's dust and there's trash and it smells really bad, you probably don't feel this is pure land.
好，那还有呢？还有哪一部分？这个环境以上，除了这个环境打理干净，还有哪边要感觉到？
And what else, other than the environment, you know, the place needs to be clean, tidy, what else you think is important?
心，有人提心哦，是别人的心还是我们自己的心？自己的心。那别人的心呢？有没有重要呢？好比你今天心情很好，来到禅中心，环境都打理得很干净，这个到处都布置得很庄严，可是你遇到某某菩萨一进来就对你怎么样？对你口气很差，然后瞧不起你，然后会怎么样？会不会受影响？会啊，是不是？因为我们是凡夫，我们不是修行这个定力很好，如如不动哈。所以除了我们自己的心，还有呢，旁边的众生也跟我们有关系啊，是不是？这个众生如果每个或者进来每个人都愁眉苦脸，那你的体会，那除了是本身调节的很好的了哈，就会发慈悲心帮助周边。那如果这个环境很多人都是什么很烦躁的，很多烦恼的，然后肢体和语言都很粗暴的，那感觉就怎么样，就不太能够感受到净土，是不是？那所以说用人间来譬喻一样，佛国净土也一样，除了这个环境的清净之外，还要有众生的清净，就是住在这个环境里的每一个众生身心都是清净的，才叫做净土。
So the second aspect that is very important for us to feel that this is Pure Land is, of course, people and the minds of the people. For example, when you walk into the Chan Meditation Center, today you happen to have a good mood, but when you walk in, people speak to you harshly or look down upon you, would that affect your mood? Of course, because we're ordinary sentient beings. Our mood will be affected by how other people treat us. So, and also if you look around, everyone has a sad face or are very agitated. You probably won't feel this is Pure Land, because this place, if that's a way, then everyone is full of vexations. So it is important that we have the state of our minds and the mind, a state of minds of people around us are also very important, and all of this creates a Pure Land. So it's the same way in the Pure Land as in this world. First, we need to have a clean, tidy, favorable conditions of environment. And second, the sentient beings, the state of their minds are important too.
所以简单讲就是要做庄严净土还有成熟众生，这是我们 修学菩萨道必须完成的两个任务，就是做这两件事。
So, in summary, two important things to do is we need to adorn the Pure Land and also help deliver sentient beings.
好，那我们讲到庄严净土，那阿弥陀佛有没有庄严净土？有。那有没有成熟众生？有。因为建立极乐世界一个环境，然后希望众生往生到极乐世界，用那个环境希望度众生嘛，所以阿弥陀佛也是做这两件事。
Now, speak of that. Did Amitabha Buddha adorn his Pure Land and help deliver sentient beings? Yes, he did. We will see that in his vows.
好，那再问大家，大家觉得阿弥陀佛是往生净土而成佛的吗？他自己是这样吗？
So I want to ask you, do you think that Amitabha Buddha reborn in the Pure Land first and then become a Buddha? Is this how he becomes a Buddha?
阿弥陀佛当初能成佛，他是为了度化众生而庄严净土。但是大家会不会觉得很奇怪？我们是什么？求愿往生西方净土，这两个什么关系？
So Amitabha Buddha wants to deliver all sentient beings. That's why he creates this Pure Land. But a lot of sentient beings, they want to be reborn in the Pure Land to achieve liberation. So what's the relationship between the two?
那应该说，如果我们真的听闻这个阿弥陀佛的他教我们的修行方法，也发愿去那个环境修行的话，应该是说我们很有福报，因为阿弥陀佛已经创造了一个环境让我们可以去修学。这就好比是师父早期要为什么要办这个僧伽大学，要让建立僧团，师父自己当年的修学环境好不好？不好嘛，非常辛苦嘛。那最终他觉得说，我自己这样学习的过程非常的什么艰难困苦嘛，所以师父就会发愿，希望后面的人在修学佛法上要有一个什么好环境啊，所以就是这样的心。所以等于是佛菩萨发了一个愿，建立一个净土，让我们后面的人修学更顺利，成佛之道越稳当越安，就是整个过程是很圆满很顺利的。这个就是阿弥陀佛的愿，就像师父走在前面，知道很困难，但是他希望我们众生不要走得那么辛苦嘛， 有很好的学习环境，是一样的这样的心来创建净土。所以对我们来讲，我们就会感觉到说啊，我们真的很幸福，已经佛菩萨有帮我们打点了，就像有师父帮我们先打点了。
So, the Pure Land that Amitabha Buddha creates is a favorable, creates a favorable condition for all people who want to walk the Bodhisattva path. Just like our founder Master Shen Yan, he created the Sangha University for the monastics to study and practice to create these favorable conditions for them, so their practice can be more smooth, can be more smooth and more favorable, and with less obstacles. Because when Shifu was studying and practicing Dhamma, the path he walked is very difficult and full of hardship. That's why she wanted to create more favorable conditions for his followers, his disciples. So the same way that as the Amitabha Buddha wanted to create a Western Pure Land, so all practitioners, all Bodhisattvas can study and practice Buddha Dharma in a more favorable condition.
所以一般来讲，真正修学菩萨道，我们讲菩萨道有两种过程，一种正常的用庄严净土跟阿弥陀佛一样，这样的过程是正常道，就是说走难行能行，难忍能忍，这样子无量劫度众生的这个菩萨道，这个就是一般讲的什么道，圣道法门，叫难行道，就是要根器怎么样，大根器，然后志向很坚强，毅力很坚定，精进不已，有这种，而且很有魄力，就是持续精进往前的这种根器的人，那就修学这个菩萨道，庄严净土，成就一个净土，希望能来这个环境修学，这是一种。那另外一种是怎么样？异行道。为什么会出现异行道呢？大家听到，我相信我们有时候学佛，有时候也会进进退退，就想到成佛之道怎么样？三大阿僧祇劫很怎么样？很长远。如果我们的信心不够，就会想说，哇，怎么走那么久还没走到？是不是？然后如果旁边又遇到障碍很多的时候，就很容易怎么样？很容易退转嘛，就很容易说，要不然怎么样？我不要学佛了，我不要修行了，有可能。或者要不然就是说啊，度别人太困难，我干脆怎么样，我自己先解脱好了。所以就容易退堕，变成什么发小圣心，还有什么干脆不修行了，就会容易退堕。所以这个是跟我们的根器还有时节因缘有关系的。
So on this Bodhisattva path, there are actually two routes. The first route is so-called the difficult route. It's the one with more difficult route. That is for people who have great determinations, like Amitabha Buddha, like Shifu. They have sharp roots, great determinations, and really take on all tasks that are difficult to take, or can endure all difficult tasks that are hard to, that's very difficult to endure. That's one way to achieve, to walk on the Bodhisattva path. There's the other ways, so-called the easier route. Why there's an easier route is because there are some people who may not have such sharp roots, who are not so determined to walk on the Bodhisattva path. Once they hear that it might take up to 3 kalpas to achieve Buddhahood, they find it's too far away, it's almost impossible to get there, and they become impatient. And they, if they encounter obstacles, obstructions, they might be easily give up or lose their faith, or retrogress to the Hinayana path, or even give up practice completely. So for those type of people, it is better to take the easy route of the Bodhisattva path.
所以这个难行道和易行道大家可以比较一下就可以知道了。在早期佛陀在的时候根器怎么样，佛陀的弟子根器怎么样，很好对不对，就善根很深厚，所以又离佛近不近，佛就近嘛，就在身边，所以早期的这个证悟快不快，根气够嘛，又有善知识指导，所以怎么样，佛可能讲善来比丘就可以了，是不是虚法自若就可以证阿罗汉果，非常的快，因为那个是因为什么，环境好，有善知识，自己的根气又什么又好，所以这样根气的人有没有求生净土，对他意义大不大，不大，为什么，他自然而然就可以往生净土，因为条件他自己有办法靠自己的力量什么修行断烦恼，修戒定慧断烦恼，成就佛道，这个根器没有问题的。好，那相反我们现在呢是怎么样，末法众生的话呢根基相对没那么好，叫我们打坐，可能以前的人坐怎么样，一坐就怎么样，很安稳坐很久，我们坐没几分钟就怎么样，腿痛啊，像毛毛虫动来动去，是不是，所以这个根基不太一样。还有我们的环境怎么样，我们现在的环境怎么样，好不好，所以娑婆世界被称为什么，五浊二世、哦、大家知道哪五浊吗，这个待会再讲，好，先让他翻译。
So, even during the Shakyamuni Buddha's time, there are the path of more difficult route, because for practitioners during Shakyamuni Buddha's time, they all have very sharp roots, and they also have access to great knowing devices such as Buddha himself.So it is very fast and easy for them to attain an enlightenment and or reach arhatship. For example, so for those type of people during Shakyamuni Buddha's time, it is not that beneficial or necessary for them to be reborn in the Pure Land, because by their own power they can go there, they can liberate themselves.So going to the Western Pure Land might not be that helpful or necessary. In contrast, people born in this time, in this world, nowadays, this is a downward ending world, and people mostly don't have sharp roots. And for example, when we sit, when we meditate, for people in the ancient time, they can sit for a long period of time without moving. But for us,we immediately feel leg pains, and we move around, and our mind is not settled. And also, not just our conditions, individual conditions worsen over the period of time, but also the environment is not ideal either. So that's why people call this world is the world full of vexations and filth.
好，五浊二世就是说，五种不清净的烦恼世界，一个是劫浊，劫浊代表说这个时代的环境怎么样，很多问题啊，比如说很多饥饿，很多疾病，很多战争，这是我们这个时代叫劫浊。第二个是什么，见浊，见浊就代表，见是代表什么，思想方面，所以现在有没有很多邪说，邪说邪法很多，也 有很多的邪见，所以让人不容易修习什么善道，这就是见浊。那第三个呢是什么？烦恼浊。我们众生，末法众生充满什么？贪嗔痴烦恼。好，那还有一个是什么？众生浊。什么叫众生浊？就是我们都是众生嘛，就是众生在这个时代怎么样，善根比较薄弱，不相信因果，那不持戒，也不想修善，然后很容易作恶，就是我们这个时代哈，众生浊。那最后一个是什么浊？命浊，寿命啊。寿命为什么叫浊呢？我们现在的人活最长活多久？100岁就很不容易，对不对？就要吹大蛋糕了，对不对？吹蜡烛了。但是大家知道以前的人如果正常应该可以活多少岁？好，啊，真正的真正如果没有这些烦恼的话，人寿可以80000岁呢。将来那个什么，将来弥勒佛来的时候，人的寿命就很长哈。你看最长人也可以到80000岁，可是我们现在呢，因为这个寿命为什么减呢？因为现在的恶业很多，造恶业很多，所以寿命越来越短哦。所以这个就是命浊，这个就是五浊恶世哦。所以大家可以想想。我们的环境是这个样子，所以跟之前的环境对比差很多。
So we say, this world, this current world, there are 5 impurities in this world. The first one is the impurity about this particular generation, this era. For example, war, plague, hunger. And the second impurity is impurity of views, ideas. For example, this world is full of erroneous views, evil views. So it's hard for people to discern and access to the right views. And the third impurity is vexations, and people full of vexations. And the fourth impurity is the impurity related to all sentient beings. That is that all this this generation, this sentient the sentient beings of this world are lack of good roots, and they don't believe in cause and conditions, cause effects. They don't keep precepts, and they engage in a lot of unwholesome deeds. So that's a fourth impurity. And the last impurity in this world is about the lifespan of people. Nowadays, if people can live up to 100 years old, that's already considered rare and something that's worth to celebrate. But actually, the real lifespan for human beings can last up to 80,000 years old, according to Sutra. But because people engaging a lot of unwholesome deeds, their lifespan has been reduced to within 100 years old. So you can see, compared to the world before, the times before, nowadays is really not the environment is not ideal, it's full of impurities.
所以就是因为考量这种种因素呢，在这个娑婆世界的学佛环境不容易，虽然发了菩提心，障碍很多，又有生老病死等等，这些过程呢，我们对这个成佛之道没有把握，所以要往生极乐。大家不要觉得说，好像去极乐世界，我是不是就好像一种逃避去了极乐世界？是不是？虽然有两种路径不一样，但最终要干嘛？不管男行道还是什么异行道，最后要干嘛？要成佛，只是选择的路径不一样。那 那我们要怎么选择？不管如何，要往生净土也好，或者刚刚讲庄严净土的这个路线跟大菩萨一样，一定要发菩提心，成就佛道。所以往生最重要的在于不失去我们的菩提心，所以我们要往生极乐世界一样，是为了什么？为菩提道求生净土，是为了我们的菩提心不退转而求生西方极乐世界，是这样的心来求愿到西方净土修行。
So taking all things into consideration, we can see in this world it's full of obstacles and difficulties, and we may not have enough confidence in ourselves walking on the Bodhisattva path. That's why it's recommended that we take the easier path. But when we take the easier path, does it consider as escape from this world? No, we should not view it this way. Because regardless of taking the more difficult path or the easier path, we all give rise to the Bodhi mind, and we all want to walk the Bodhisattva path. The purpose of seeking rebirth in the Pure Land is to further help us to walk the Bodhisattva path. So no matter which path you take, the ultimate goal is the same.
所以人家讲法无高下，然后呢应机则妙，就是这个法门呢，印光大师讲修持法门有两种，其实就是刚刚讲的，刚有讲圣道门跟净土门，那印光大师是讲通途法门跟特别法门。通途法门就是说所有除了念佛以外很多的法门，各宗各派，所有84000法门归成一类叫通途法门。这个就是说要靠自力修戒定慧，然后断烦恼证实相了生脱死的，这个叫通途法门。那念佛这个叫特别法门。那怎么讲呢？只要具真信切愿持佛名号，以其藏佛持力往生西方者，这个叫特别法门，是靠着佛力，靠着他力。
So, Master Yin Guang said, there is no higher or lower comparison. There is no comparison of which method is better, as long as the method is in accord with your own situations and works best for you. So he also divided all methods into two categories, just like we mentioned. One category is a category for all type of methods, including the 84,000 methods that mentioned in sutras, 84,000 methods mentioned in sutras, but that type of methods requires people to rely on their own power, own strengths to practice precepts, samadhi, and wisdom, and achieve liberation and free from sufferings. That's rely on their self power. The another type of method is called the Pure Land School. That school is called the special method, a special way to walk the Bodhisattva path, because it depends on it also relies on the power of Amitabha Buddha. As long as you generate great faith and have made genuine vows and chant 10 times of Amitabha Buddha's names and rely on Amitabha Buddha's power, you will be able to reborn the Pure Land.
好，我们都知道佛法很重视自力，是不是？自己的生死谁了？自己了，这是没有错，对不对？但是也不完全否定他力，他力确实是存在的。
So we all know in Buddha Dhamma, we emphasize on liberate self by your own strength and or by your own determination. But in the same time, we do not deny the powers from Buddha and great Bodhisattvas.
就算正常修学佛法，要不要皈依三宝？要啊，不是自己修行就不靠外在，还是有靠外在哈。那就像我们要受戒，要不要请法师来？如果是三皈五戒，就要请法师，对不对？那如果菩萨戒，就要请谁来帮我们受戒啊？请佛菩萨来帮我们受戒，所以都有没有靠他力啊？有哈。
So actually, we even though we emphasize on relying ourselves to achieve Buddhahood, we still during the whole process, we still will rely on power strength from Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. For example, we take three refuges, and when we receive precepts, we will ask monks or venerables to help us to receive precepts. And if we want to receive Bodhisattva precepts, we need to invite great Bodhisattvas to help us receive precepts.
那在世间来讲，是不是也这样？我们都靠只靠自力吗？如果我们都只靠自力的话，中餐没有得吃，因为大家在这边听经嘛。
So it's the same for this world. For example, do we always just rely on ourselves? Of course not. Otherwise, we won't have lunch today because we're just sitting here and listening to Dharma. There will be no food.
好，所以一般常讲在家靠什么？靠父母，然后出外呢？靠朋友嘛，哈，我们一个人再怎么厉害都不可能单独可以生存的啦。
So we often say that when you're at home, you rely on your parents, and when you're outside, you rely on the help of your friends. So it's the same that if we just rely on ourselves, no matter how capable you are, you will not be able to survive.
所以自助者，然后呢，人助之是一样意思啊。所以我们虽然有自力，但是也什么，也有他力的。
So it's just like the saying that God helps those who help themselves. So if you really diligent, that you also others will also help you.
当然，如果这个他力没有经过我们自己的接受和运用，也没办法显出它的功能。怎么说呢？就像我们阿弥陀佛已经建立了什么极乐世界，是不是？我们是可以依佛力往生净土，因为那个环境已经成就了，我们要去就可以去。就像禅宗心有没有已经建立好了，在这边这个环境有没有好了？没有，我是说这个环境，目前这个环境是不是好了？所以你们只要愿意来就能听经，是不是这样？所以极乐世界是不是已经建好了？那要去可不可以去？可以去。所以除了有佛力他力成就极乐世界，要不要自立啊？今天如果禅中心都准备好了，诸位如果不想来，能不来？也不会成就吧，哦，所以这个还就算有极乐世界，也得我们自己了解，然后相信，愿意去，才能成就，不然也没办法往生西方。
Of course, the powers from Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas need to be incorporated by yourself, applied to yourself to manifest the functions or to attain the benefits. Just like the Pure Land is already built, but it's up to you whether you want to go there, whether you can diligently practice and go there. It's just like the Chan Meditation Center has already built and everything is all set. But if you decide not to come today, then you won't be able to reap the benefit.
所以自力和他力是可以互相帮忙的，互相增上的。如果只有靠他力，忽略我们的自力，就跟这个神教一样， 没有差别。那对于佛法来讲，如果是没有自利的话，就是不合因果律嘛。
So the power generated by yourself and the power from the help from Buddha's great bodhisattvas all work together and can, one cannot be lacking. Because if you entirely rely on the help from Buddhas and bodhisattvas, that equals to superstitions. That's and also not in accordance with the law of cause and effect.
所以我就像我们要坐船过河，如果我真的不会游泳，我可以怎么过河？就坐船过河哈。其实极乐世界阿弥陀佛这个就是类似这样，我们可以选择这个方向成就我们的佛道哈。所以修行最终还是要衡量我们自己的状况，然后选择我们要修持的法门，所以根基和法门是要自己去什么抉择的哈。所以成佛的道路有很多因缘，方法也很多，但最终目标是一样，只是过程不一样，选的路不一样，最终都是可以成就佛道。
So it's just like when we want to cross the river, we can choose to use a boat. And when we practice Buddha Dharma, we also need to first understand our own situations. And which method we would like to choose. Only you can be very clear about your own roots, your own conditions, and what method is most effective for you. And because there are so many methods out there, and you can pick one that's most suitable for you. But no matter what method you choose, eventually everyone will reach the same place.
好，有人就问了哈，问了师父说，那个六祖慧能大师讲了一句话，也许诸位菩萨都听过，东方人念佛求生西方，西方人念佛要到哪里去？
六祖慧能讲，本尊讲的。
So someone asked Master Shen Yan that I heard the sixth patriarch Master Hui Nen once said that people from East chant Buddha's name and seek to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. Then what about people from the West?
哦，这个菩萨就是要问师父说，这句话是不是反对净土啊？大家觉得为什么不是啊？
So the people asked 师父 this question is because it's implying that whether Master Liu Zhu is opposing the practice of Pure Land School.
这应该问西方人哦。
So what do you think? I think this question should be addressed to people from the West, the Westerners.
你们已经算西方人了。
Okay, but actually all people here consider Western because you're already in the West.
你们要求生哪里？
So where do you want to be reborn?
师父说哈，这个不是反对净土哈，是因为净土法门怎么样？它摄受的根基是怎么样？三根普被，就是不管是上根器、中根器、下根器都可以什么接引哈。那就是说，程度浅的人可以修净土，那程度高的可不可以修净土？可以啊哈。他只是态度不太一样，师父有讲什么态度呢？因为程度高刚刚已经有讲过，像这个马明菩萨，八地的马明菩萨或初地的龙树菩萨，他往生净土跟我们有没有一样？不一样，因为他往生净土就像水流向大海，很自然的，因为他功夫就到了嘛。 那跟我们不太一样哈。但是不管根基是怎么样，都可以往生净土哈。那师父是说，上根器的人呢，哈，怎么样？他念佛，他没有，就算不求生净土，也不得不生。哈，
对，谁好惨？是谁好惨？
So,
就是说他是自然而然嘛，他不求生他也会生净土的意思。
So 师父 answered that no, what Master Huinen said cannot be understood as opposing the Pure Land School, because the Pure Land Schoolcan be, the method of Pure Land School can be used for all people, with different karmic capacity and karmic roots. It's just that the attitude, the functions is a little different. For example, for bodhisattvas that already attained certain fruits, for example, the eighth stage bodhisattva ofBodhisattva Ma Ming, his rebirth in the Pure Land will be, of course, different from the rebirth of ordinary sentient beings. Because Shi Fu said their rebirth in the Pure Land is so natural, even though they don't have this intention of reborn in the Pure Land, it will just naturally happen.It's like the water flowing into the sea, flowing to the ocean. It's very natural.
所以师父是怎么鼓励我们哈？就要看我们的根器哦，大家自己可以去想一想哈。那初机学佛的人呢哈，如果信心不足，很容易起退心，所以最好呢。劝导初机学佛的人修净土念佛法门，依弥陀的愿力求生西方净土是最可靠安全的。就是刚初机，我们自己可以了解一下我们自己的根器是怎么样，那就可以选择这样的法门。所以净土这个念佛法门，不管是哪个根器都可以修净土法门。
So, Shifu said you should really understand your own circumstances and conditions. For example, if you believe that you're just the beginner of on this path, then, and you feel that you don't have enough faith, your faith is not sufficient, and it's easy for you to give up if you encounter difficulties. And then it is recommended that you should take the Pure Land method and seek.To be reborn in the Pure Land, because this is the most reliable and safest route for you to walk.
好，那接下来我们就来了解一下这个阿弥陀佛自己成佛的过程，好，就修学菩萨道的过程，阿弥陀佛怎么完成的？哈，他第一步是做什么？
Next, we'll talk about how Amitabha Buddha walked the Bodhisattva path and attained the Buddhahood. So what's the first thing that he did?
其实阿弥陀佛呢，在这个发愿做佛，这一次是遇到哪一尊佛呢？是四自在王佛。可是呢，当时他是一个什么身份？大家知道吗？国王，他是一个国王，听到四自在王佛讲法，听闻佛法之后，然后呢就发了什么菩提心，所以就出家修行，所以名字叫什么法藏比丘。我那时候遇到佛，其实呢这个法藏比丘不是这一世的因缘而已哦，在其他的经典有讲过哦。这一次是遇到四自在王佛，在之前已经遇到53尊佛了，已经亲近过53尊佛。 早就已经亲近佛，而且修学佛法，而且栽培善根，所以这是比较远的因缘，他已经有亲近过这么多佛，直到这个是第54尊遇到什么四自在王佛、哦、那他的善根成熟了，那佛就要来度他咯、哦、那讲完法他自己就发菩提心，愿意出家修行。
So the story of how Amitabha Buddha achieved Buddhahood starts with the story thatWhen he was once in one of his lifetimes, that he was a king, and he listened the Tathagata of Lakshmana Raja expounding on Buddha Dharma, and he decided to renounce his kingdom and his worldly life and became a bhikshu, and that's so called that's called the bhikshu Dhammakara. But of course, his affinity with the Buddha Dhamma was not just for that lifetime. Actually, before that lifetime, he already encountered with 53rd Buddhas. So the cosmic conditions ripened when he met the 54th Buddha, the Tathagata Lakshmana. He decided to renounce and practice and named Dhammakara Bhikshu.
哦，所以大家看这个愿哈，就是讲什么？愿我作佛，其圣法王，过度生死，弥不解脱。所以一开始发愿就发什么愿？成佛的愿，就看就马上说，希望我成佛跟什么？是自在王佛一样，我要跟你怎么样是一样的，然后要把所有众生都怎么度脱，一开始就发这个愿了。
So when Amitabha Buddha, when he was still the bhikshu Dhammakara, when he met the Buddha at that time, he immediately gave rise to the vow that he want to become a Buddha. In the sutra it says,I resolve to become a Buddha, equal in attainment to you, O holy king of the Dharma, to save living beings from birth and death, and to lead them all to liberation.
哦，那发愿完之后，这个还有一段哈，什么？布施、调意、戒忍、精进，如是三昧智慧为上。这一段大家觉得有没有很熟悉？要修什么？哦、六波罗蜜、哦、六度、哦、他就是发愿要圆满佛果，他要修六度。
And the next couplet in the sutra says that I resolve to practice giving, morality and diligence, which are considered the three samadhis and considered as supreme wisdom. Do you feel this is very familiar? Yes, this is actually refers to the six paramita practice.
好，大家知道哪六度吗？布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧，哦，它都可以调，有对治的哈。布施可以调我们的什么？调伏我们的悭贪；持戒可以调伏我们的恶念；然后用忍辱调伏嗔恚；用精进调伏我们的懈怠；用禅定调伏我们的妄想。用智慧调伏我们的颠倒。
So do you still remember the content of the six paramitas? Yes, they are generosity, morality, forbearance, diligence, meditation, and wisdom. And they can be used to address different things in our practice. For example, we can use generosity to harness greed and miserliness.Use morality to harness evil thoughts. Use forbearance to harness anger. And use diligence to harness laxity. Use meditation to harness wandering thoughts. And use wisdom to harness ignorance.
好，我们再看下一段哈，他讲什么？无是得佛，普行此愿，一切恐惧为作大安。就是 法藏比丘就发愿说什么，我一定要什么成就佛道，而且要依这个愿来修行，最后能够让所有恐惧的众生都得到最大的什么安乐。
And in the sutra picture, Dhammakara says that I vow that when I have become a Buddha, I shall carry out this promise everywhere, and to all fear-ridden beings shall I give great peace.
好，那还有下一段哈，是什么？大家一起念好了，就可以感觉到法藏比丘的愿，令我作佛，国土第一，其众其妙，道场超绝，我国如泥环而无等双，我当悯哀度脱一切。大家觉得不仅要当佛，还要当什么？他的国土要什么最好的、哦、然后其众其妙，住在这个环境的人要怎么样奇妙、欸、怎么样奇妙？住在极乐世界的人会长得怎么样？好，简单先讲一下啦，大家都听到极乐世界住着是恶人还是诸上善人嘛、哦、而且都是不退转的菩萨，很多住在那里，对不对？还有呢，声闻有没有很多？有哈，后面会介绍哈，大概介绍一下。还有更殊胜的是什么？住了人还住了什么？极乐世界除了人还有什么？对呀、啊，还有鸟，各种鸟，对不对？然后鸟是谁化现的？阿弥陀佛化现的。然后是要教我们好好修行的。对，你看这么奇妙。
And the next passage in the sutras talks about the vow of Bhikshu Dhammakara says, which says, when I have become a Buddha, my land shall be the most exquisite. My land will be beyond comparison. I take pity on all beings and resolve to save them all. So not only will the Dhammakara Bhikshu resolve to attain Buddhahood,He also resolved to create the most excellent pure land where people reborn in the pure land or are people with wholesome deeds. And they all have good physical characteristics and they will never regress. So later we will talk about more about people reborn in the pure land, but they are people consist of Shravakas,good people, and also actually a lot of birds who are manifestation of Amitabha Buddha, which will, when they sing, they actually are remind us to chant Buddha's names.
好，那道场怎么超绝？极乐世界的环境是怎么样？哦，庄严殊胜，超越所有国土的道场，所以才讲说什么国如泥环而无等双、欸、没有等双就也是第一啦、啊、就是在极乐世界很特别，到那边自然可以享受的是像解脱之乐，解脱日跟没有烦恼的人一样，跟 正果的阿罗汉解脱境界是一样的，可以住在这种涅槃境界里头。
So here it mentions the pure land is really the most magnificent, is beyond any comparison, and people who reborn there can enjoy, can actually dwell in the joy of liberation.
好，那下一段是十方来生心悦清净，一到我国，然后呢，快乐安稳。好，来到极乐世界一定会怎么样？很开心，而且很清净，没有懒惰，可以在安稳中什么、啊、享受解脱自在的快乐、哦、所以这个是谁的愿？阿弥陀佛的愿、哦、这个愿有没有成就了？有。所以这里讲的我们能不能 有机会享用得到，有就是要去，要往生到极乐世界，这些就是现成，这只是他刚开始一个大愿修行愿的方向。那下一次我们会介绍说，他发愿完还有再去请教佛，我这样发愿还有没有要指导的不够好的地方。好，那我们今天因为就先分享到这里，但是大家可以知道阿弥陀佛的大愿这是他的雏形而已，刚开始自己发的大愿，那他后头还会去请教佛再给他指导。
So the next stanza in the sutra says, the Bhikshu Dhammakara also gives this vow, which says, those who come from the 10 directions will find joy and serenity of mind, and when they reach my land, they shall dwell in peace and happiness. So above, we just talked about the general great vows made by Bhikshu Dhammakara, who later became the Amitabha Buddha. And once he made this initial vows, he actually went on to ask more guidance from Buddha. And limited time, we will talk about more next time.
好，那我觉得是看了这个，我们众生就什么啊，太好了，很感恩有这么多佛菩萨，对不对？都替我们众生想好了，只是最后。有佛力最后还要靠什么自力，就是我们这一部分佛力有没有问题，佛力绝对没问题，是在于我们的什么自力愿不愿意。 好，那今天跟大家分享到这边。
So after today's talk I feel very grateful because we also feel this way because the part done by Great Buddha and Bodhisattvas are already complete. The Pure Land is already there. We just need to practice and apply our own strength and then we can be reborn there. Okay, that's it for today.
我们一起念回向记。
Okay. We chant the...
等一下，有人有问题。
一个问题，
好，选一个比较重要的，
因为我们在 Facebook 问他们的
用。OK， 请教师傅上问题，刚刚师傅在讲的，今世第一个问题是今世愿重要还是来世愿重要？弥陀四十八愿跟华严经的普贤菩萨十大愿有没有雷同之处？好、哦。第三个问题刚
好您说您第一个问题是说什么今世什么重要还是来世什么重要，是今世愿重要还是来世愿重要？
对
OK
对对，
你的今世愿的定义是什么？
刚刚师父就说人有今世就在世的愿望，有的是在未来世的愿望，刚刚师父有讲的、
哦、刚刚讲的今世的愿是指说有些人只求这一辈子叫今世的愿，有些人来世的愿，
对，
就是说这个愿可以只停在今世，有可能啊，也可能未来也贯穿无量劫、嗯、但我你所谓不一样，我不知道是指哪个部分。
我没有说不一样，我说这两个有什么差别呢？还是哪个重要呢？啊、
嗯，因为所有愿都是从今世发的啊。那当然有可能，我们没有过去宿命通，也许有些在座菩萨不是这一辈子才发愿，是接续以前发的愿，一直到现在行菩萨道，因为菩萨道不是。一世完成的，所以我不能知道说有可能有人是今世才有因缘接触佛法发心修菩萨道，他可能是今世发愿，但是诸位菩萨有可能能成为人生，基本上很多除了修五戒十三之外，很多是修学佛法的因缘发愿再来人生嘛，最后要以人生来修行嘛，比较适合，所以有可能是接续过去的愿力而来。对，那你说普贤菩萨，
普贤菩萨的大愿是，其实跟地藏王菩萨很像，他是先众生度尽，他才成佛。虽然普贤菩萨也求愿往生极乐世界，他但是他最后他也是发愿再来人间度众生，但是他有一个愿，其实师父有提过，类似他的，他是什么？虚空有尽，我愿无穷。你看，众生业尽，众生烦恼尽，他都是会让众生都什么成就之后，他才成佛。普贤菩萨基本上是走这样的路线，十大愿王也是，他虽然会要往生极乐没错，但是他其实他的愿力里头，你去看他的愿，他是菩萨愿，希望众生先度了，这个是普贤菩萨的大愿。
这个问题是那个我叫翻译。
So the questions are what the differences are, the vows related to this lifetime benefits and relate to the benefits for the next lifetimes. And the second question is, what is the difference between the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha and the Samansabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 great vows? Vashi's answer is that there are, of course, different benefits for people, could be lifetime, this lifetime benefits or next lifetime benefits. And it also could be not generated just from the vows from this lifetime. It could be that you reborn as human beings to continue your vows from your last, from your previous lifetimes, that maybe you already vowed to practice and deliver sentient beings via this human body. And for Samansabhadra's vows, they are actually more similar to Earth Stoning Bodhisattva's vows, because they all focus on that deliver all sentient beings from this lifetime and in this world before they achieve the perfect enlightenment. There's a saying said that as long as there are still sentient beings not delivered, I will continue my vow and not achieve the final enlightenment stage.